This sacred activation meditation has been recorded and copyrighted by Creative Power Discovered, LLC. If you would like to find out more about my other programs and products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you. And just take a couple of deep breaths and allow yourself to begin to settle down into your physical body. Letting go of the outside world and allowing yourself to be present in this moment, knowing that that moment changes with each breath to the next. Bring your focus into the center of your head, into your pineal gland. Allowing your pineal gland to become a clear quartz crystal, pulsating. And take a few moments and call back your own energy, your own power that you've given out to others. Whether it be spouse, significant other, friends, work, children, it doesn't matter. Simply call your energy back, knowing that there's a very fine, refined gold screen around you that will filter out anything other than the purity of you coming back into your physicalness. Feel as if you're a vase being filled. Some of you who are energy sensitive may even feel the weight, the weightiness of your own energy coming back into you. And from this place of being whole and filled, drop down into your heart. Moving through the physical realms into the sacred heart in whatever way is natural for you. Knowing is that you ask for it, it will be. This is the time that the masters are being very clear that there is a heightened energy allowing us to bring closure in our life to whatever is most appropriate for us at this time. As we step into next month, they're wanting us to step into it in a very different manner than we've ever experienced before. So our intention, in a multidimensional manner, is to let go of all fears that keep us bound into the prison we've created for ourselves. The prison of the sense of unworthiness, the feeling of fear of being lost, not able to reach our goals on a spiritual level that will allow us to walk in balance. Not being able to obtain that which we strive for spiritually. The limitations that we place on ourselves. The feeling that being vulnerable is wrong. And that we may be hurt if we show that part of ourselves. Creating that doubt, the fears of uncertainty. Allowing the third dimensional ego to create the distractions for us that move us out of balance, out of focus, into creating the life that we're meant to create. The fears that we're so less than, that we don't even deserve to be physically present, much less obtain our gifts that allow us to be interdimensional, that allow us the connections. The fear that if we obtain connections to our own gifts and live our own lives to the levels that we're meant to, that it will create harm for others. Taking the limitations of how we harm ourselves, knowingly or unknowingly, in this lifetime. We ask that the Masters even remove that which is unknown for us, that blocks us and limits us to being in the fullness of our own essence, in the fullness of our own glory. Melchizedek and Metatron, Saint Germain, Serapis Bay, and El Moray, Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene, and Jesus is all here to assist us. So just allow yourself to be willing, to be open, give permission for them to come in and assist you on all levels, clearing these fears, clearing these blocks, asking that this take place on all levels, all dimensions, all realities. Allow the fabric of these fears to be unwoven, trusting in divinity that you're safe, you're protected. Allowing the energies to deepen into this core lifetime. Just take a couple of deep breaths. allowing your essence to move into stillness as this work is done. With each out-breath, breathing out any resistance. Allowing your conscious mind to become aware of the space as it's cleared, feeling the openness begin in your head and move down through your physical body and then outward into your subtle bodies and into all of this lifetime. Allowing the doorways to past lives to open. Clearing all the way back through time and space. All the way back to when you first went through the illusion of separation. And as that illusion is cleared, you begin to sense on some level within you of the connection to Source that has always been there. Not attaching to anything that may come up into your mind, but simply allow it to float out as easily as it floated into your mind. It's letting it go. As your heart is cleared, be aware of the feeling of the sweetness and the openness of it. Opening up the doorway to ancestral and genetic lineage now. Knowing that as you allow yourself to clear these lines of ancestral and genetic lineage, that you clear it for your entire family, for those that are open to receive it. Being willing to let go of all those childhood wounds that create the fears. Allowing the walls that were built to be disassembled and removed, so that the limits will no longer be present. allowing the clearing to deepen, removing the shadows and the residues. And as this is being done, we ask that you be unplugged from the third dimensional grid work around the planet and instead connected to the fifth dimensional level or whatever level is most appropriate for you. Now, Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene is taking you by the hand and moving you out of your physical body, out of the third dimension, moving you through the fourth, into the fifth, moving into the higher realm of the fifth dimension. Moving through the veils into this beautiful, magnificent, diamond-like quality white light. And as you move into this space, there is a light being coming towards you. And Master El More is present for all of you. And as you stand into this Christed consciousness energy, allow your conscious mind to realize the magnitude of the purification you have allowed yourself to receive. There is a celebration for you in the heavens. And one at a time, El More is placing into your solar plex a light code. And as he does, he kisses you on your forehead, on your third eye, the Ajna, activating the light code within your power of will. This light code allows you to be open and to embrace this new way of being in a fifth dimensional manner, encoding you with this Christed consciousness that will give you the courage, that will give you the abilities and the capabilities of your gifts to step forward in a very new way this next month. Allowing you courage. Allowing you self-assuredness. Allowing you certainty. Allowing you a new sense of self-worth. And just allow that to resonate through you on a conscious as well as subconscious level. Allowing you to receive the divine wisdom of your place, of your worth, of your value. So that you may enter into this next month vibrant. Filled with your own essence. With your own value. In a very balanced, loving manner. If there is anything else special that you would like to ask angels for at this time, please do so in silence. They are there to be of service to you. Allow the sense of tranquility and peace to fill you as you allow yourself to be once again taken by the hand and moved out of this glorious Christed consciousness, taking with you all that you've received here. Out of the fifth through the fourth, back into the third, and back into your physical body, allowing yourself to send all of this energy down through the bottom of your feet into the fifth dimensional heart, the crystalline heart of Mother Earth. And as she receives you, allow yourself to receive her love in return. And now bringing the energy back up from the heart of Mother Earth through the bottom of your feet, allowing it to fill and saturate every cell and space within you. moving it up to the top of your head. Knowing that this purification and integration has been sealed and protected. And just take a few moments now and offer gratitude for all the masters and angels that have assisted us here today. And give gratitude and celebration to yourself for who you are in your truth. And just taking your time. Whenever you're ready, when you feel complete, you can open your eyes and come back into the space. Namaste.